Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes.
You are enjoying the evolution of your desire?
Yes.
Really? If you really mean that, that's a really good thing, because that means you are seeing your world, this leading-edge time-space reality, through your broader perspective. Because from your broader perspective, you understand that you are source energy, a part of which is focused here in this physical body. And now you are here in this physical body, you are deliberately exposing yourself to exaggerated variety or contrast for the purpose of helping you, leading edge, genius creator that you are, express yet further desire. And since from your source energy perspective, you understand that this is an ever-expanding universe and that you are ever-expanding eternal beings, then you knew that there was no environment that would be of more advantage to you and to all of us. In other words, an environment that induces a new idea. That's the stuff that puts the eternity in eternal. That's what causes the never-endedness of that which we all are. So sometimes we know, as you are living some of the contrast that you are living, you wonder, what was I thinking? Or what was anyone thinking? Why was this a good plan in anyone's idea? And we say, we know, sometimes you have to step back a little bit. When you are first in this physical body, and the variety that surrounds you induces a fresh new desire, you're not questioning it then, because a desire that is newly inspired from a situation that has no resistance within it is a life-giving desire, and the sensation that you have is eagerness. But we know, once you've been banging around in this body for a while, and a desire is induced from the variety, but you have been practicing the idea that you can't have it, or you don't know how to do it, or that you're not worthy of it. We know that sometimes when you have a desire under those conditions, that desire does not feel all that fresh. In fact, it feels more like yearning. A desire that's laced with doubt is miserable. A desire that's laced with belief and expectation is delicious. The eternal you, the non-physical you, the source energy you that is really you, the whole of you, never justifies or explains desire, because that part of you understands the eternal nature of the expansion of this universe. That desire could not be more natural. So when you find yourself experiencing shortage of something, not enough money, not enough vitality, not enough physical well-being, on the other side of that is clear knowing that you want more money, or that you want more clarity, or that you want more physical well-being. And once that desire shoots out of you, the source energy part of you turns its undivided attention toward the desire that has been born. Now, we don't want to make it sound like any desire that you're offering right now is the beginning of any desire. It cannot be. You're too old. You've been too long as beings who have been creating. You came forth with such clear intentions already in place. But all day, every day, the variety that surrounds you causes you to constantly amend those desires. And evolution of all species is about just that.